This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Chhath Parva formally begins with Nahaye Khaye rituals today. Curfew still in place in Mahottari district and Elon Musk completes $44 billion Twitter takeover. Now the news in detail. The Chhath festival fervor has gripped the Mithila region, with the festival formally commencing from today. People's mobility has opted in and around the region ahead of the four-day grand festival where the sun god is worshipped with devotion. The devotees begin the festival from today onward by observing the Nahaye Khaye rituals. They observe the Araba Arabine in the morning today ahead of the festival, which requires giving up impure food such as boiled rice, millet, lentil and meat on the third day of Kartik Shukla, the waxing moon in the month of Kartik as per the lunar calendar. There is a tradition that fasting starts on the third day after consuming a regular meal. But this year, the day falls today due to the merging of tithis as per the astrological calculations. Songs are being chanted signifying the sun god and Chaiti Devi goddess in the Mithila region. Devotees comment that they are free to celebrate the Chhath festival this time with the decline in the cases of coronavirus. The celebrations were muted last 2 years due to the fear of the COVID-19 pandemic, devotees recalled, adding now they are excited to mark the grand festival without hesitation. With the advent of the Chhath, the Mithila-based ponds and river premises having religious importance are alternately decorated. Today marks the beginning of Chhath celebration, with the devotees taking a holy dip and only eating pure food items with a resolution for rigorous fasting. The festival is dedicated to the sun god with offerings made to the rising and setting sun. District Administration Office Mahottari said the curfew clamped in Bangaha municipality in the district stays intact for preventing religious harmony from being disturbed. The district administration had on Thursday issued curfew orders in designated areas around Paderia settlement at Bangaha 8 to control rioting that occurred in the settlement. The curfew continues today as well. The administration has issued indefinite curfew orders for the entire Paderia settlement to the south of Bangaha municipality 8, Brahmasthan to the northeast of Paderia, south of Dharmapur settlement in the north, Badaha Chok at Loharpati municipality 1 in the east, and up to the bridge near the area police office Loharpati in the west. Movement of people in groups and entry of people from outside places has been prohibited in the areas where curfew has been imposed, reads the curfew order issued by Chief District Officer of Mahottari Deepak Kumar Pahade. Two people died in East Nawalparasi on Thursday. Sanjay Kulam of Bulingtarul Municipality 6 was found dead near his house. According to Area Police Office Dedgaon's Police Inspector Jairam Onta, investigation into the incident is underway. Meanwhile, a man drowned in course of taking bath in the Narayani River of Gaidakot Municipality 1. Area Police Office Gaidakot Police Inspector Prasant Shrestha confirmed the deceased has been identified as Tankanath Kadil of Gaidakot 1. The District Health Office Chitwan say the number of dengue infection cases has crossed 2,000 in Chitwan. The office stated that dengue has been confirmed in 2,164 persons till October 27 so far in the current fiscal year. Dengue tests were conducted on 8,853 samples during this period, and 2,164 of these samples tested dengue positive. The district health office said three people have died from dengue in the Chitwan district during this period. The highest number of cases has been found in Bharatpur metropolitan city among the seven local levels in the district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The world's richest man, Elon Musk, has completed his $44 billion takeover of Twitter, according to US media and an investor in the firm. He tweeted the bird is freed in an apparent reference to the deal closing. A number of top executives, including the boss Parag Agrawal, have reportedly been fired. Twitter has not yet confirmed the takeover, but an early investor in the company told the BBC that the deal had been completed. Meanwhile, Brett Taylor, who had served as Twitter's chairman since last November, updated his LinkedIn profile to indicate that he was no longer in the post. The social media platform's shares will be suspended from trading on Friday, according to New York Stock Exchange website. One person has died and at least five others have been injured, some seriously, in a stabbing in a supermarket near the Italian city of Milan, police have said. Local media reported that a 30-year-old supermarket cashier died after a man started attacking people in Asago. Among the injured was Pablo Mari, a football player on loan from Arsenal. A 46-year-old suspect has been detained. Police have ruled out any terrorist motive. Reports say the attacker has had mental health problems and had grabbed the weapon from the supermarket itself. The man started stabbing people at random at about 18:30 local time at a Carrefour in a local shopping center. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Rainfall and light snowfall is forecast in some places of the country over the next week, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said in its special weekly weather bulletin. There is the possibility of light snowfall in the mountainous region and scattered to light rainfall in the hilly region, the special weekly weather bulletin stated. Partial to generally cloudy weather is predicted in Province 1, Madhya Province and in Bagmati and Gandaki provinces towards the weekend. The department say that the maximum and minimum temperatures will likely drop in most parts of the country over the next week. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chhath Parva formally begins with Nahaye Khaye rituals today. Curfew is still in place in Mahottari district and Elon Musk completes $44 billion Twitter takeover. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.